Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. You are tuned into episode 1352 of the Be Our Guest podcast. This is something a little different today as I am down in Walt Disney World to celebrate and have some fun with my family and friends. It's our annual summer vacation. Today we bring you Be Our Guest podcast, Your Churn. So we kind of go back to something we did years ago. We take live calls and we talk about all kinds of great topics. You'll hear from many listeners of the Be Our Guest podcast. We talk about the gondolas and how that's going to change where you may stay and the traffic flow at Epcot. We also talk about the best resort pools. We talk about the best resort restaurants, some of the hidden secrets, and much more. We throw in a little Run Disney. It's a lot of fun. So hopefully you enjoy today's show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for the next Disney adventure, drop by themagicforless.com and please do support the show by using our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, I'm down at Walt Disney World. Follow me on the social media. But for right now, we got to get you going here on a Friday. We appreciate you tuning in so much. So enjoy today's Be Our Guest podcast, Your Churn.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome to the Be Our Guest podcast, Your Churn, live here on Facebook as we're recording a little bit early because I am down in Walt Disney World right now. As you're hearing this on the podcast feed, we're trying something a little bit different and it's going to be a lot of fun because this is something that I've always valued about the Be Our Guest podcast. We have a great community, amazing listeners who help each other out and who love talking Disney together. So I thought we'd try something a little different here in the summertime. You know, it's a little more laid back. People are having some fun. I'm, of course, down at Walt Disney World, so follow me on social media. But this one today, we're going to get lots of different voices on the podcast because we've got lots to talk about. And I think this will be a little fun for the next 30 to 45 minutes as maybe you're on a run or driving to work today here on a Friday to hear what other folks have to say about what's going on in the news down at Walt Disney World, you know, maybe Disneyland, Cruise Line, what have you. But I also have some topics that I want you to sound off on because I get a lot of questions as a travel agent and with the podcast, and it's always great to hear firsthand experience. I only have my experience, and a lot of us have different experiences. So maybe, you know, I have two daughters. I don't have any sons, so I'm not an expert there. You know, I'm not just a single couple starting off, so I don't have any great firsthand experience there. So I thought we'd talk about some things today. And let me give you some topics at the top of the show. We're going to open the phone lines here in just 1 minute at 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-WDW5. But I have some topics that I want you to kind of sound off on if we need some talking points. But feel free to come off topic and share what's on your chest about your next Disney trip. So first of all, how about the best resort pool? I know a lot of people say Stormalong Bay, but are there any other hidden contenders? So when you go to Walt Disney World in the summer, because right now it's July, it's hot, what is a great kind of hidden gem as far as resort pools? So we can talk about that today. Also, how about this one? What's your favorite? And I don't want to say the O-L-I-V-I-A-S because I don't want everybody going there. That's my go-to resort restaurant. But what's yours? I mean, a lot of folks talk about Ohana and California Grill, all the favorites. Again, what is something we need to consider to maybe get out of our rut, to try something new that maybe you discovered and our listeners would like to know about that too? Another question that I keep getting from our listeners a lot, people are asking me this question right here. Which is the better party? Is it the Halloween party or the Christmas party? They're relatively the same price, have about the same hours, but you're celebrating Halloween and you're celebrating Christmas. Which one do you think is better? And a final topic that we could talk about today, because I'm very curious about this one. What are your thoughts on the gondolas? The gondolas. As I was thinking about this on my last trip, it's going to make it very, very easy to resort hop. You know, say you're staying at Art of Animation. You can now get over to the Epcot area resorts. You can go to the boardwalk and get some ample hills without having to pass through a theme park. That's going to be really, really nice. So I like the idea of, I didn't think about this as, you know, I think about getting from a resort to a theme park, but it's going to make it very easy to stay at Pop Century and go to Ample Hills to get some ice cream. That's all I think about because it is summertime. And that's what it is. That's what Walt Disney World's about in the summer. So that's what we're going to, we've got a lot of other topics you can talk about, but some of those are right there. So give us a call. Phone lines are open, 407-413-9395. Please come on in because this show only works when you participate. So thoughts on the gondolas. We have Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party versus Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Which one's better and why? Best resort restaurant that maybe folks haven't checked out. And what is your favorite pool outside of Storm Along Bay? I'm hoping that's the favorite because we're staying at Yacht Club right now. And I don't want to have to spend extra for not having a great pool. I've been in it before. It's awesome. All right, we have our first call today. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Maddie from Fort Worth.
Hey, Maddie. So glad to have you on because I was talking way too much at the beginning of this show. So thanks for calling.
Glad I can help.
So how's it going today?
I thought I would chime in on thoughts on Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party versus the Halloween party.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Well, I have differing thoughts. Let's just put it that way, because our family is actually going through a transition right now. We just had our first kid back in November. So when we actually did both of the parties, we did them without kids. So if I were probably going without kids, my personal favorite is actually the Christmas party. Okay. And mostly because they actually have the attractions open, and that is a big deal for my family without kids. But as I've been thinking about going back and going with kids, just the idea of everybody being able to dress up for the Halloween party and kind of run around and do all the trick-or-treating, I am, like, over the moon excited about being able to bring my kid for that. Those are my initial thoughts right off the bat.
You know what? I'm right with you. Here's what I think, and again, my opinion is just one of many. It's, I just have a big microphone here, and my opinion doesn't mean anything. But what I enjoy about the – I've gone to both, and – because the reason I brought this up is because I'm debating taking Mallory down, just her and I, because I used to do that with Paige all the time, and
right.
Either going to the Christmas party or the Halloween party, because I haven't been to either in years. And the thing I like about the Halloween party, I prefer the Halloween party for one of the reasons you mentioned. You kind of get to be a kid again, even though, like, I'll be almost 45 at the time if we go down this fall. You know, it's like I can still dress up like Buzz Lightyear. I can trick or treat.
Yep.
You know, and you walk out with something that's tangible. Like, I've walked out of that place, no kidding, with probably 2 or 3 pounds of candy that I enjoy. And I know it's...
Oh, we had a whole separate, like, part of our suitcase for all the candy that we left.
But then again, you get really nice treats during the Christmas party as well. But here, the thing is, where we live, there's a place called St. Charles, Missouri, which is, it's got a historic district right on the Missouri River. And they have basically like a main street. And they do kind of like Epcot, where they have the characters and all that stuff that dress up and tell the Christmas story and, you know, the toy
yeah.
soldiers and stuff. So we have something like that at home. I have no, like, if I walk around my neighborhood dressed up and trying to trick or treat, I'm going to go to jail, you know? So that's why I like the Halloween party. I get to be a kid. It's a lot of fun, but both of them are really fun. But you make great points.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the Christmas party first before I went to the Halloween party. And so I think I was expecting, like, for example, the Tiki Room has been one of my favorite rides since I can remember. And so when we went to the Halloween party, I was expecting it to not be like the treat thing, and like you just walk through it. And so I think because I didn't know what to expect and I didn't realize that they actually closed down a lot of the rides at the Halloween party versus the Christmas party, I think that was one of the things that just kind of caught me off guard and was a little bit of a, oh gosh, I wasn't expecting that and I was really looking forward to it. And so I think that's the only reason why the Halloween party, it wasn't like everything that I wanted it to be. It was just because I had experienced the Christmas party before. But I think if you're going into it with the right expectations, you're going to love both of them. And they're both awesome.
Okay, final question for you before I cut you loose here. Is this a must-do, the party, for every time you're down there when the party's going on? Or is this something that you would say, you know, I might do it this trip and maybe skip it for like 3 years or something like that? I mean, That's kind of a big debate, you know. If you're there, like if I'm there,
that is
in,
a great debate.
If I'm there in September and the party's going on, like, am I crazy not to go? Or if I went last year, is it okay to do it every few years? What do you think?
I personally, for the Halloween party, I would say go every year, just because I love the fact that you get to dress up in, you know, costume or quote unquote costume because it's really hot. And you get to do some of the Halloween things and the Halloween treats and trick or treat, you know, like bring that stuff home. And we actually had this debate for the Christmas party with my family because we're going to be going in November. So we know that the Magic Kingdom is going to be closing early on one of those days. And it was the day we were planning on spending the day at Magic Kingdom. We were like, okay, do we do this again or do we not? For my parents, they kind of said, eh, take it or leave it. They actually left the Christmas party early last time because they ended up, you know, wanting to go back and get some sleep. And my husband and I ran around like little kids. But my husband and I and my brother are all going back to the Christmas party because that's how much we loved it. There's just something about the music and the parades and honestly, you know, getting some time, you know, on the rides without the crazy wait lines, that to us was a big deal. I don't think it's going to be as great as far as the wait times and attractions go as something like the after hours event. Like you shouldn't expect something like that, but there's definitely a reduction in the crowds for the parties and we really enjoy that.
Well, that's, you know, that's what says it. You're going back, you're making it a point to do it again. So I hope you have a great time. I love hearing from our listeners. So thanks for kicking it off for us today. And don't be shy. We'll be doing this again here very, very soon. So stay cool down
Sounds
in Texas.
Great.
I know it's gotta be hot down there.
It is, but we're making the best of it.
Me too. It's 97 here as we record, so we'll hang in there.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for the call. I sure appreciate it.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, so the number is 407-413-9395. See, it's painless. Give us a call. That's fun. Talking Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party against the Christmas party there. Great thoughts, though. She had some really good thoughts. Again, we're looking for the best resort restaurants, hidden gems there that you like. I mean, Trails Inn used to be a hidden gem. Not so much anymore. You got the best resort pool we could talk about. We got lots of stuff. Also, any topic you want to talk about. You want to talk about Star Wars construction. You want to talk about what's going on at Caribbean Beach or Coronado Springs. Those are going to be great resorts coming out of the construction. Those will probably be almost values. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, give us a call. 407-413-WDW5. We've got our next caller. Can't use the mouse. Got to go over to the MacBook. And it's the 404 area code. I think that's Atlanta. Hey, who's joining us?
That is Atlanta. It's Craig Franklin here.
Hey, Craig. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mike.
Good to talk to you.
You too. And hey, thanks for helping my cousin Jason get his trip kicked off there, well, too.
Hey, you got them squirt. They're actually from where I have family right near where Jason's from, so that makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, down there in Farmington.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have them set for a great trip? Because I'm a little worried when I see folks that are, he seems like he's pretty much a newbie, but I knew he had you. So I thought he's going to do all right because they're going to be leaving here very soon.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, you're killing me. You're at 30 days right now and we haven't done anything. I'm stressing out for him. And he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He
that's
doesn't
what
understand
I
yet.
He'll get it. He'll yeah,
between you and I think we'll get him all set.
Oh, I think so. I want to make sure he uses that dining plan to the best of his advantage. That's the thing I get nervous about with first timers. Don't leave credits on the table. I try to let him know, use those credits. Don't leave them to expire. So I think he'll be fine. We'll kind of tag team him on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what's on your mind today, Craig?
So your topic that I'm thinking about here is something that we just discovered last year. Is our new favorite resort restaurant. So it had been Kona for all this time. We hit Kona like every single time, like clockwork, and sometimes we double up on it. But last trip, we discovered Sanaa.
Ooh, I love it.
And we'd kind of been scared of Sanaa because I'm a cheapskate for one thing. I don't want to spend a lot of money in the extra, tier of type table service that it is kind of scared me away to begin with. So, but we tried it anyway. We actually walked out of there at about $50 for four people.
Wow.
Just so much food.
For four? Wait, you said 50 bucks for four people?
Yes, yes. And I'll give you a little secret here. The breath service is a lot. I mean, you get the breath service with all the accompaniments, and, you know, you start off, by the time everybody's done with that, your bellies are already half full. And then we split entrees because the entrees are so big. You know, me and my older daughter split an entree, and my wife and younger daughter split an entree. I think we got my new favorite is the tandoori chicken. That is just unbelievably good. But yeah, we split that, and by the time we were all said and done, you know, we weren't lacking. I mean, we didn't want anything else. We were done. But yeah, and I got the bill, you know, and $50. I couldn't believe it.
You know what? I think Sanaa is going to have to be, for this trip that I'm on right now as you're hearing this podcast, I'm going to have to do that. And I like your idea because the bread service does fill you up, all those carbs, all the great dips, and then splitting entrees. Because here's the thing. When we go in the summertime, which is, you know, what it is right now, it's so stinking hot that if you overeat and then you walk outside, even if you're just going back to your resort from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Coronado, say, you just feel miserable. So I don't want to overeat, period. And I'm so tempted because the food's so good down at Walt Disney World. I fall trapped to that every time.
Yep, same here. We did this at Trails End last trip last year. We went into Trails End and we just stuffed ourselves to the point to where we were all miserable. We're like, we're never going to do this again. But big thumbs up for Sanaa, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you so much for the call. Stay cool down in Atlanta, and we'll take care of Jason and Jonas.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, sir. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Great call there from Atlanta, my good buddy Craig. And I'll tell you what, Sanaa is getting the love in the chat room. You guys are awesome. Sanaa is great. We got a tip here. Let's put on the screen from Ashley saying, get the earliest reservation for Sanaa and request a table near the window when checking in. Great tips. You guys are the experts. That's why I love these shows. If you've never been to Sanaa, and I know a lot of folks say, kind of sounds a little exotic for me. It isn't. It's really, really good. And you cannot, I know we talk about the bread service, and if you haven't been there, you're like, shut up about the bread service. It's amazing. It's amazing. So it's pretty good. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. When somebody drops, that's the time to call in, because we only have one line here. We're not a big old radio station, but we pretend to be. All right, we have the next caller from the 210 area code. Who's joining us? Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, who's this?
This is Amy from the Dallas area.
Hey, Texas again. It's like your own country or something. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I am hanging in there. You know, hey, I'm actually, as you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm at Walt Disney World, so how good is life? You know what I'm saying?
Good to be you.
It is. So what are you up to today?
Well, I was interested in talking about the gondolas or the gondolas.
Oh,
if you
yes.
want to call it that. I'm just kind of interested to see how that's all going to play out. I'm a little bit concerned, especially with the Epcot gates, because that international gateway is so small compared to, you know, the front gates of the parks. But now you're going to be flooding that back gate with people from so many more resorts than before, as are getting dropped off from various locations. So opening and closing at Epcot at that international gateway might be a nightmare. And then I'm also a little bit worried with all the lightning and thunderstorms they have in Florida, how that's all going to wind up playing out.
Yeah, I've thought of these exact same things. And I listened to the Disney Dish podcast with Jim Hill and Len Testa. They've talked about this. And you're right. I never considered how many people are going to be flooding that station in the International Gateway and how tiny it is back there. And that right now, I think there's like maybe 4 touch points to enter Epcot, you know, and about a, you know, maybe 15 foot wide area to leave Epcot at the end of the night after Illuminations. So I just, when I started thinking about that, I was kind of the same way. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm sweating thinking about what that's going to be like. But I keep telling myself that Disney has to have thought of that. And I mean, construction, that thing is going to have to expand by at least double, maybe triple, because that's going
to
be a
nut house. So I'm just interested to see. Yeah. I'm really interested to see what they'll do.
Well, I mean, we've said this for years. Trust Disney. I mean, because the thing is, Len brought up a good point. If you have somebody going out that's in a wheelchair, you know, say an electric wheelchair and the battery dies, you know, after Illuminations, all these people trying to get on gondolas, that could be a bottleneck very quickly, which could quickly become a safety issue because people start getting nuts when, when things start, bogging down. So I have a feeling they'll get some kind of a, that's one thing Disney's good at. I get so frustrated at the Magic Kingdom when I'm, say, at the ice cream shop, but I just want to get across the street to Casey's, but it's right before like the fireworks or the parade or something. And they're like, nope, you got to go. If you want to go across the street, you got to go all the way through Fantasyland and through Adventureland. I'm like, no, I just want to, but I get it. They're great at getting people where they need to go, crowd control. So that's a great point though. Are you excited to ride the gondolas? Is that something that might change where you stay?
Well, we're actually DVC members and we usually stay at our home resort, which is on at Bay Lake Tower. So we're not usually in that Epcot area. So I will definitely ride it because I want to go check it out.
I think it'll be a cool perspective too, to kind of see things from just, I just started flying a few years back and when I fly nowadays, like my face is just, I'm like a 2-year-old, like my face is pushed up against a window and I love seeing the world from up there because it's a different perspective. And it'll be kind of like that at Walt Disney World. You're going to be backstage at Epcot. You're coming in behind France. You're going over, the studios kind of, you'll see a little bit of like, Tower of Terror. There's that stations out there kind of by where the friendship boats are. It's going to be an attraction for me, just like the monorail is. I love the Disney transportation, but like I said, it's really going to be nice to be able to stay at Pop Century, hop a gondola, and that's going to take a little work, but get over to the boardwalk and not have to take an Uber or a bus or go, transfer through a theme park. I'm going to enjoy that.
I think also it'll be really good. I know there's rumors going around that they're going to be getting new monorails, which might mean monorails going down for a little while. So hopefully the gondolas might be able to take some of the load off of missing maybe some monorail service for a little while. We'll see. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Don't say monorails going down. Oh, that just scares me to death. I know how that gets at the Magic Kingdom when those monorails are not functioning. It is not pretty. And I can't, you're right. At some point they have to do that. At some point it's, please not while I'm there. That's how everybody says, I'm like, every Disney fan's like, that's cool. I hope they upgrade the monorails. Just not during my trip. Just not during the week I'm there.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's funny. Well, hey,
exactly.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling in. I love these thoughts and hope to catch you down at the park.
Have
sometime.
A good trip.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great calls there. Talking about the gondolas. That's how Walt Disney said it, by the way. I've done a little research. So, fellow Missourian, Walt Disney, that's how we roll. We say gondolas. So give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want, but I'm excited. She brought up the point about the lightning. What do you guys think about that? Are they going to shut the whole gondola system down when there's a storm? Because think about it. I'm down there right now, beginning of July. Probably a thunderstorm every afternoon from 3 to 5. So are people going to have to find a new way to get to Epcot or wherever they're going, especially at park closing? What do we think here? How's weather going to impact the gondola system? What do you think? So give us a call, 407-413-9395. Hope you're enjoying this different Be Our Guest podcast. We're trying to get more voices on here and talk about many, many topics in one show. That's what I've always enjoyed. I enjoy sports talk radio, but I thought this would be kind of fun to do a little Disney talk radio and kind of wrap up the week with this just as an experiment while I'm down at Walt Disney World. And we'll take this break here while we're in between calls to remind you that today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. 2019 packages are now available as you're hearing this podcast. So just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill in that quote form. It's no obligation with your 2019 dates. An agent will get back to you right away to give you some pricing and availability at your first and second choice resorts. You got to get that on the book. If you don't have a trip on the book and you're listening to a Disney podcast, you just got to have it happen. Remember, if you put down deposit, it's fully refundable until 31 days prior when that final payment's due, so nothing hurt. Just get out there and work with the best. Truly, the best agents are over at The Magic for Less. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. All right, back to the show here. Give us a call, 407-413-9395. Again, we haven't talked about pools yet. Where is your hidden pool? I had somebody in the chat here talk about Kidani Village's pool. That, how many people have been to the Kidani Village pool? This is one of those that we stayed at Jumbo House. Obviously, we're not DVC. And I had a great time in the pool at the Kidani, or at the Jumbo House, but the Kidani pool, surprisingly fun. All right, let's get to the next call. We'll hang on to that. 304 here, Code. I know you've been trying here, and we got you on. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller. You're on the air. 304 area code. You are on the air. Who's joining us? All right. Well, give us a call back. We'll give it a shot here one more time. Hey, you still there? I hear you. Okay. We'll try that again in just a second. So if you want to give us a call, 407-413-9395. Okay. Ashley in the chat is saying Saratoga Springs is great with two feature pools. That is one of the few places I've never stayed. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've stayed at the tree houses. And as exciting as the tree houses are, the pool that's near the tree houses is basically a white rectangle, so it's not very themed. All right, we have our next call from the 740 area code. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Tony from Ohio. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tony. How's it going, buddy?
Good, good, good. Hey, that was me that just tried to call from the other line, and you could never hear me for whatever reason. But.
Oh well, you're loud and clear now. I thought so. You know, if we only get if we only get one prank call during this show, I consider it a success.
There you go. Exactly.
So what's on your mind today?
So hey, just a couple of quick questions for you. So in talking about we're going down for wine and dine, mm-hmm. Okay. And we got one day where we're going to be over at Hollywood Studios, and we're going to talk food here for just a second. So, in your opinion, what would be if Woody's Lunchbox, which will be open by that time, is totally packed out? What would be your next best option?
You mean for a counter service at the studios?
Yeah, for a counter service.
Backlot Express. I hate to say it, like it's not exciting, but the thing is like there's a whole bunch of lanes. Like you can get in and out, and there's plenty of seating, and it's air conditioned. So those are like three things I'm looking for. You know,
but counter, man, I'm looking forward to.
But Woody's Lunchbox is going to be so much better, but it's going to be so crazy crowded too.
And that's my concern. That's one of our concerns. It's like we're going to be there for a couple of meals that day when we first get there, and it's like. Okay, if it's going to be so crowded, like you just want something to eat real fast, what are the other options? Of course, the other thing we've been tinkering around with was possibly going to the what's the lounge? Tune In Lounge.
That is awesome. Because you can order from the entire 50s Primetime menu there. So if you want something more substantial, that's definitely doable, and you can. Not too many people know about that. So just go up to the bar. When I'm there, I always just swing through Tune In and I order a peanut butter and jelly milkshake and just go, kind of just stand there. I don't take up a seat. But yeah, that's a great option if you're looking for something more substantial.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
One last question then. on this weekend, Monday is our day to go to the Magic Kingdom. We don't have park hoppers for this whole trip and stuff. And so... that's our day. Now, in looking at the hours for Magic Kingdom at this point, it looks like they're closing early at 4:30 for what I assume is the Christmas party. So the question is, when do they really start throwing you out if you don't have tickets to that party?
I've heard 6:00 is kind of the drop-dead time because they're making a transition. It used to be 7, but I think they've bumped it up to 6 where they start tossing you out on your ear, like, get out! But, you know, you got to be creative.
Okay.
Be creative and just kind of mosey.
Well, that was kind of our thought. Because, we're kind of looking at all this going, well, I don't think we have to really be out at 4:30 because the party doesn't really start until 7. So we might have some wiggle room in there.
Well, here's where I think the wiggle room is built in. Say you get in the line for Space Mountain at 4:29. You know what I'm saying? And it's a 90-minute wait. You're going to be in the park at 6 because they can't keep you from getting in a line, and Space Mountain will probably have the longest line. Also, I would imagine that they're going to be less likely to boot you out if you're shopping in the Emporium on Main Street because they're going to boot you out of the attractions, the shows, the stuff where they're not producing revenue. But if you're shopping, trying to get a last minute thing in, I think they're going to flush obviously from the back of the park forward. And so if you're in the Emporium,
sure.
at, say, 5:00, they're probably pushing you, but they're letting you spend your money on the way out.
Well, of course. So okay, so the plan is at 4:29, get into a good attraction line, Peter Pan, Space Mountain, something, wait it out, then do some shopping on Main Street, and you might still be there by 7. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you know, it's the essence of the rule. You know, they're trying to, what they're doing is they're just trying to maximize the experience for the guests that are paying all that money for the hard ticket later on in the evening, which I totally
get.
But
that.
I mean, you want to be in the Magic Kingdom as long as you can be, so it's kind of a happy medium between the two.
No, I get it. That makes sense. All right, cool. Well, thank you, sir.
Hey, no problem. How's that training going? I know you got Wine and Dine, which is, you know, now, wow, it's, you know, as this show comes out, it's July, so August, September, October.
Seriously.
We're 4 months from Wine and Dine? How did that happen?
I know, right? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we've got a handful of events that we're doing, you know, that I'm doing here in the next couple of months and stuff leading up to it. But yeah, I haven't really begun the training plan for a full-blown half marathon yet.
You got it, though. I wish I was doing that when I'm not doing that this year. I'm going to go back again for Dopey. Hopefully no sign-ups haven't happened yet. So we'll cross our fingers we get in for that one. But this is your first, not your first Run Disney event, but first Wine and Dine, right?
No, I did Wine and Dine last fall.
That's right. So, real quick, what were your initial thoughts of running that weekend? I enjoy that race. So, if you had to tell the folks that are listening today, what did you learn about your first Wine and Dine?
I tell you, the biggest mistake I made the entire weekend was not going back to the resort on Sunday afternoon to kind of take a long power nap, because, you know, I'm thinking, well, I can just power through, everything's going to be fine. And, you know, of course, that's the only event that has the after party at Epcot and stuff. So, you know, by 7:30, 8 o'clock, I was toast. And I didn't even make it to the after party, which was a huge bummer. But then talking to a bunch of other runners, they were like, well, we were only there till maybe 9:30 or so. So to me, that's the biggest thing, is if you want to really get your bang for your buck, because they include that party in your registration, is to go back, take a shower, take a long nap, just chill. And because I basically spent all day at Animal Kingdom that afternoon and evening until I was getting ready to go over to the party, and then just realized this ain't going to happen.
I remember when I ran Wine and Dine, I ran it mostly the times when it was still at night. And they had the after party that would start, well, it started when you got to the finish line. Of course, back then it took me a lot longer to get to the finish line, so the party was basically halfway over by the time I got there. But it was, in my mind's eye, I pictured this party with like 300 people, you know, like spread out throughout Epcot. When I got there, it was packed. Like, it was just, I mean, the line, because the thing is at these parties, they don't have everything open. So the things that are open, the food stands, the few attractions that they have, they're busy. So the thing was, it wasn't exactly meeting my expectations. And plus, I was hot. I was tired. I had just run 13 miles. So I didn't enjoy it as much as I initially thought I would. But it's a great perk. I mean, whatever you get, you get. So I hope you have a great time down there. It's a good race.
I'm looking forward to it. And my daughter's driving down from college. She's going to spend the weekend with me. And it's basically a solo trip for me, but then doing the running stuff. But then she's going to drive down, and we're going to spend the weekend together. So that'll be a blast.
All right. Well, hey, good talking to you. And I'm sure we'll talk again well before the race weekend. That's a great way to do it. That's going to be an awesome trip. I love when families get to spend time like that. So appreciate it.
I do,
and,
too.
You have a good afternoon. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Love it. We're talking a little Run Disney. We got the pools. We got restaurants. We got the hard ticket events, gondolas, all on one show. That's exactly what I wanted to get out of this. We'll take a couple more calls. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give us a call right here. Be on the show. This is Be Our Guest Podcast, Your Churn, where we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We got the race signups for Marathon Weekend coming up here in mid-July. I'm already nervous about that, and I haven't even, I'm down at Walt Disney World right now, and I'm thinking, okay, got to come up with a strategy. But this year, the signups are going to be different. If you haven't heard, we're not using active.com anymore to sign up. This is something Disney has built into their internal systems. It's going to be through the My Disney Experience app, I think, which I hope is going to be smoother. It kind of scares me to death in a way, because how many times have we gone to make a fast pass and the system's down and everybody's going to be hitting that? The whole world's going to be hitting that on, I think it's July 17th for the annual pass holders. Don't hold me to that, though. Check RunDisney.com. But when everybody hits that system at the same time, cross your fingers, because I really want to do Dopey. I can't believe I say that, but I really want to run 48.6 miles for like $600 and get six shirts. So we'll see how it goes. Again, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Hey, Crystal, thanks for tuning in. First time watching live. We appreciate that very much. We're here on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a call. We need a couple more callers. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. Favorite pool. Somebody brought up the boardwalk. How do you feel about the boardwalk pool? Probably not very, you probably don't like it very much if you're not a fan of clowns. That clown slide is very scary. So, yeah, Madeline brings up a great point about Run Disney here in the chat. She says, as if registration wasn't scary enough. No kidding. I guarantee I've lost months of my life down the line just because of signing up for Run Disney events. I remember the one year I was still teaching. The signups in St. Louis are at 11 o'clock a.m. That's when they always went live. We had lunch at 11:05. My class did. So I gave my students to the teacher next door at about 10:45 and said, look, this is super important. I have to sign up for this race. I have to get it done. So she took my class. I had about 10 minutes. I had an iMac on the desk. I had my personal MacBook on my desk as well. I had my iPad from home. I was hotspotting off my cellular network. I was using the school district's network. I had a backup for backups for backups. I mean, it looked like mission control. And fortunately, I got everybody signed up because that time I had to sign up myself for the dopey, Paige for the dopey, or marathon that time. I had to sign up Mallory for the 5K and my wife for the 5K, and everybody had different accounts. Nothing more stressful in my life than signing up for that race. It was crazy. So we're going to have to see what goes. Run Disney does say, though, that you can sign up multiple people at one time. So I think you can kind of do what I'm hoping is kind of just like you do for your fast passes. Pick people off your list, friends and family. Boom, boom, boom. Who wants to sign up for what? Pay for it at the end. That's how I'm hoping it is. Will it be like that? Probably not. We'll have to see. Please, Run Disney, make it easy. Make it simple. Just make it work. All right, let's go through here one more time. We got topics that we're talking about today. Best resort pool other than Stormalong Bay, because I think everybody agrees that's kind of a mini water park in itself. It's hot. It's summertime. What's your favorite resort pool? We've got some love for Saratoga Springs. Kidani Village's pool, kind of a hidden gem there. The boardwalk pool as well. So what say you? 407-413-9395. How about the best hidden resort restaurant? We haven't really talked about that. My go-to, I have two for you today. Olivia's, which don't go there because I want to still be able to get an ADR at the last minute. Boat Rights, Riverside. That food is really, really good, and it's a cool atmosphere. It's got some spices in there that's different on their foods. It's very neat, kind of a Cajun flavor. Love it. And we're also talking about which would you rather attend, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Give us a call on that. And are the gondolas going to change here in the next year? What resort you stay at? Because now, think about it. You can get from Art of Animation over to the studios without getting on a bus. You can actually get on a gondola and go from Art of Animation over to the Epcot resort areas. You can even go over to Caribbean Beach and enjoy their amenities, because that resort's going to have lots and lots of cool amenities here moving forward. Ashley says, Olivia's has a new brunch menu on the weekends. Gonna head over there. All right. Coronado Tony says, our last caller says he loves the Coronado pool, the dig site. Very cool. And let's see here. We got some more comments in the chat. Ashley says it was new to her when she went this past weekend. So I'll have to check that out. Love when they got something new. She says it was delicious. Good stuff. And we had, Rogers McAfee in the chat here says, your view of Old Key West is spot on, Mike. We're leaving tonight after a week here and have fallen in love. Good call. Rogers, I love Old Key West. Actually, I shouldn't say this, but I had a few free minutes the other day, and it was beautiful here in St. Louis. It's 97 today, but it was only in the upper 80s, and the humidity was down for 5 minutes, for a minute, as the young kids say. So I went out into the backyard. I have a hammock I got for Father's Day a few years back. My buddy Scott Gardner made an Apple Music playlist of the Old Key West background loop. I put on the Old Key West background loop, laid on my hammock. Man, I was at Old Key West in my mind. It was beautiful. All right, Christy says she also loves Boat Rights as well. Me too. It's a hidden gem. A lot of times, though, you gotta wait a little, because even though the restaurant's empty, sometimes for some reason they don't have enough servers. I don't get that, but oh well. We'll be at Riverside, so I'll give you a review of that. I'm sure we'll eat there at least once while we're there here during this trip. All right, so last chance for calls, 407-413-9395. Your chance to get on the podcast. People always email, want to come on Mondays, and it's about a year's wait. You can be immediately on the podcast right now at 407-413-9395. So things I'm checking out while I'm down here for you. Oh, we got our call from the 513. Let's get this one in here. All right. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller. It sounds like you're in your car. How's it going?
Hey, Mike. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good. No problem. What's going on?
Well, just getting out of work thinking I was lucky. Nice sunny day here in Louisville, and thought to myself, man, this guy hasn't made being able to podcast in the middle of a weekday. So I envy you, man.
You know what? Hey, let me tell you, Thursdays are like it's my slowest day of the week. So I had to sneak it in while I could. Thursdays are kind of the day in between all the madness.
I don't doubt you're working hard, and I appreciate all the podcasts. It makes the week a little more bearable.
I appreciate that. So what's going on?
Yeah, so, I'll be down at Disney World on July 3rd at Coronado Springs, and then we're going to be checking into Beach Club until the 14th, and we're trying to do the opening for Toy Story, and I've never done 7 a.m. early magic hours, so I thought it might just be a good idea to talk about potential strategies. Maybe, I don't know if you were down there for Pandora's opening or if you've ever done 7 a.m. Hours.
That's a good one because that is super early.
Try to get free rides up or try to do like the other attractions and save your fast passes. We were lucky to snag with two separate days, the Slinky Dog Dash and the Alien Saucer. So just wanted to hear your thoughts.
You know, the bottom line with any of this stuff, whether it's a 7 a.m. extra magic hour or just a regular day at the Magic Kingdom, when you get there at park opening, try to think about where most people are going to go. And if you don't have to go that way, don't. That's where you hang your fast passes. So, you know, like you said, the funny thing is I'll be at Coronado Springs the same day and then we're moving over to Yacht on the 4th. You're going to beach. So we're going to have to cross paths. We'll definitely be in the same place, same time, I'm sure. So we'll have to say hello. So I'm excited for that. But as far as your question, you know, everybody's going to be going to Toy Story, you know, so the thing is if you have fast passes for Toy Story, any of the attractions back there, Slinky Dog or Saucers, you know what, nobody's going to be going down Sunset for Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower, you know, that you just got to think about that sometimes, that while the energy is going to be to go for Toy Story Mania, the Saucers and Slinky Dog, if you have those fast passes later on, you're going to be able to experience the land and the environment and all that the day you have your fast passes. If you really wanted, you could probably ride Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower probably twice before 9 a.m. each, you know? So that's what I try to think of. You know, everybody's going to be going that way. What would happen if I go this way? Fast passes make that possible.
That makes sense. Zig where they zag. That makes sense.
Exactly. Exactly. So, so we'll definitely have to hook up when I'm down there. So it's going to be fun. We're actually all, by the time this podcast comes out, we're hanging out at Walt Disney World. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect to me. Hopefully we do bump into you guys.
I'd appreciate it. It'd be great. All right. Well, hey, you have a safe commute home. I appreciate you giving me a call.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Good talking to you. All righty. All right. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. So what are your thoughts? And also, we have a question from Madeline. Best activities for a one-year-old at Disney. Here's a great one-year-olds at Disney. So I took Mallory when she was 6 months and then again at 18 months the next year. You can really do anything you want. But the thing the kids like at that age, water, especially if you're going in the summer. So bring like a swimming suit or a change of clothes and hit those pop jets. I know this is so sad to say. But the pop jets at Disney Spring, huge hit over by the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. The pop jets at Epcot, those are always fun. It's so sad because you're going there for these big attractions and the one-year-olds like the water. And probably your best attraction, the swimming pool at your hotel. I hate to say it, but that's what it is. So that's going to be, that's fun. All right, so hopefully you've enjoyed today's show. It's a little bit different, but again, Pam, Ricky, and I will be back together for Friday podcast. Nothing is changing. We are probably going to add these shows once a month like we used to on Sunday nights, so stand by for that. But just trying to get ahead here for our vacation. Never want to leave you without a podcast. And it's so great to get new voices on the podcast and hear your ideas, because it is your show. It is your churn. That's why we did this. So hopefully you enjoyed it. We're going to get out of here and remind you that you can follow us on the social media. Great follow right now as we are down at Walt Disney World. So give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We're also at Be Our Guest Pod. And of course, drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/ Be Our Guest Podcast. And if you don't mind, if you do any online shopping, please support the show. Just click through our link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's podcast. Hopefully you're having a great Friday as this podcast comes out. Thanks so much for hanging in there. We're trying some new stuff. We've been doing this for 10 years. Just always want to make the show the very best it can be and always want to make it fun for you. You know, I want you to have a stake in the podcast just like we do. It's all of us. You know, this is just a big community. We're all Disney fans. And when we can help each other have better vacations, hey, all the better. So thank you so much for tuning in live here on Facebook. Thank you so much for downloading podcast. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Enjoy that weekend, but whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.